I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Over the course of the last couple of days, there has been like one case, I think, that has been cited from parents of parents saying, man, you just can't trust anything anymore. And it's been a horrible story that I really think that can play at your soul. And it was the story, I don't know if you guys have heard this, about the kid, the little toddler that was walking down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was Carly Russell who called 911 and said that she saw a toddler, I think she said 3 or 4 years old, walking down the road. And when cops arrived, they found, I think, her vehicle and her cell phone, and she had gone missing. So everybody was like, oh my God, she got abducted. This was somebody doing some kind of sex trafficking and using a child to lure her in. And it captured the nation's attention. Like, I mean, everybody was, it was all over social media, her picture and sharing. And it was, for once, a Black woman goes missing and people care. Mm. Because so often, and I pulled up the stats because I was curious, despite making up 13% of the female population, studies have shown that Black women account for 35% of the country's missing women. But so often when these stories do go viral, it's a white woman. It's not a person. When the children go missing, it's a white kid. It's not a child of color. So, you know, the nation was on pins and needles trying to figure this out. And then she was found and she was safe. And the family asked for privacy. And they just held a press conference yesterday and more details are coming out. And it's looking like she was not abducted and she made the whole thing up.
So she calls 911.
We have the 911 call if you want to play it.
Sure.
Hi, I am on Interstate 459 and there is a kid just walking by themselves.
Oh, hold on. Where am I supposed to go?
I'm right next to the exit 10 by the Tucker Bay, like to get off by the Tucker Bay.
Okay, so you're before the exit?
So anyway, she's following this kid. You can turn it down. So she's following this kid in her car, allegedly, right? Yeah. And she's giving physical details of this kid walking down the road, and she wants to help out. So now it's this Good Samaritan story, mm-hmm. of somebody like seeing a child, doing what's right, calling 911, getting out and helping the child, and then she goes missing. Really, as a parent, as anybody, you're already skeptical about the bad things that go on in this country, and you're like, Jesus, now people are using kids as bait in order to kidnap somebody.
And then she's found and she tells the police a story, and then the police start doing more investigation into her phone and her computer, and this is some of the stuff they found.
On July 13th at 12:10 p.m., a search for the movie Taken, a film about abduction, was conducted. There were two searches later to Amber Alerts on a computer at Carly's place of employment, including one regarding the maximum age of an Amber Alert. There were other searches on Carly's phone that appeared to shed some light on her mindset.
So, taking all that into account, it's It's devastating. And I think it's also devastating for Black women. And I don't want this story to prevent anybody from not believing when a Black woman is abducted, or not wanting to share that information, or not wanting to shed light on the missing Black women in this country.
And that's what I'm afraid of, is that this story and what has come out is a setback for Black women. It's a setback for us, because the first time, like you said, that someone's actually taking us seriously and like, okay, all right, we're going to look for this Black woman, she's playing games. And now we have to deal with that, because I don't think in the future we'll get the same attention ever again. I think that's still going to change. I don't think Black women will ever be taken serious when there is a real missing case.
That's scary too, Ma.
Yeah, I remember the first time I read the statistic that Kristen read earlier, and I was like blown away by that, because I didn't realize it was so bad. And then when I started to really think back, it does appear that anytime a Black woman goes missing, if you do hear about it, it's only within the Black community, and it's over so quickly. And for this to get such national attention and for it to be like this, it does make you feel like we're never going to get on the other side of it now, because you only need one person to do something like this for the excuse to be, well, when we did try, look what happened. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, but that's the kind of thing that happens when you do this.
But I'm here saying right now, this should not be a setback. This is one incident. This is one woman. We don't really know the reason. There's still more information coming in. I feel anybody who does something like this, they're obviously dealing with something mentally, or that they're struggling with. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want this to be a setback. I don't think this should be a setback, this one-off situation, and that the same amount of attention for any white woman that goes missing and it goes viral should be given to any woman of color.
We don't even know if there was a toddler, right?
I don't think
they don't think there was even a toddler. So she was making this whole thing up, mm-hmm. and we don't know what her motivation was, but no. I can certainly understand, like, finally, you know, like, people are into a story, it's mainstream here, and when it turns out that it looks like it's a hoax, it can really make you super skeptical the next time.
Her family's standing by her, though, right?
Yes, they are. That's the one thing they did. Even when it was when their footage came out that she had checked into a hotel, her family was like, no, that's not her. Like, they're really standing beside her on this.
We just got to remember that one isolated incident does not represent all of anything.
Yes.
The Burt Show.